For most of the policy's history, that more or less worked. In 2022, however, the peg has come under considerable pressure as traders have speculated that monetary policy would need to be tightened. The chasm between the policies of Japan and those in the rest of the rich world caused the yen to plunge by 23% against the dollar from the start of 2022 to mid-October. In October, annual inflation was 3.6%, a 40-year high, and well above the BOJ's 2% target. Though most of the inflation was imported, many central banks have been caught out since the COVID-19 pandemic by assuming price growth will cool without tighter monetary policy. Yet it was widely assumed that any pivot by the BOJ would come after its current governor, Kuroda Haruhiko, leaves in April. That policymakers moved faster makes sense. It spares the BOJ months of bond buying to enforce the old cap, and the greater losses it would endure on its bigger bond portfolio. How far will Japan's central bank now go? After the announcement, the dollar fell by 3.4% against the yen, but the Japanese currency remains at its weakest level in two decades. Economists are watching the Shunto, Japan's springtime wage negotiations between large companies and trade unions, for more signs of inflation. Japanese firms raised winter bonuses by 9.7%, according to Nikkei, a business newspaper, the largest such increase since 1975. Mr. Kuroda claims that he has not tightened monetary policy, only responded to volatile market conditions. Yet the announcement was his sayonara present, according to Jesper Kohl of Monex Group, a Japanese brokerage. It opens the door for Operation Freedom for whoever his successor will be. Japanese financial markets could be in for a turbulent 2023.